Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Officials say at least three Greek rescue workers have died in a road traffic accident as they were travelling by road from Benghazi to the flood-stricken city of Derna. Seven others have been critically injured. This comes as the international aid effort is gathering pace, with the focus now on helping survivors. A week after catastrophic floods ravaged Derna, rescue teams are still pulling out dead bodies from ruined buildings and the sea. The UN Special Envoy for Libya, Abdoulaye Batili, has just visited Derna.
It's an apocalyptic picture. The city has been engulfed by the storm. Buildings have been razed to the ground. And, of course, bodies are everywhere. So the rescue operations are still continuing. And so it's really indescribable what has happened in that city.
The President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, has promised a 10-point plan of action to help Italy deal with a massive increase in irregular migration. She was speaking during a visit alongside the Italian Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni, to the island of Lampedusa, where thousands of people have arrived in small boats from North Africa this week.
Prime Minister Meloni and I are here today to offer a coordinated response by the Italian and European authorities. And I want to be very clear. We will decide who comes to the European Union and under what circumstances, and not the smugglers and traffickers.
The British opposition leader Keir Starmer has promised he'll try to rewrite Britain's Brexit deal with the European Union if his Labour Party wins the next general election. Speaking to the Financial Times newspaper, Mr. Starmer said he would make closer relations with the EU a priority to bolster Britain's economic growth. But he's ruled out rejoining the customs union, the single market, or the EU itself. A Labour Party spokesman, Dan Jarvis, told the BBC that Britain's current relationship with the European Union was not working.
I think the reason that we're in this place is that there's an acknowledgement that the current arrangements, particularly with regard to asylum and immigration, just aren't working. So we've got to do things more effectively and in a different way. And having better working relations will make that process easy. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. It'll no doubt be very difficult, but amidst all of this, there are lots of really sort of sensible suggestions that are being brought forward.
President Biden's national security adviser has held 2 days of talks with China's foreign minister in Malta. Beijing has called them frank, substantive and constructive. The White House said Jake Sullivan and Wang Yi discussed security, the war in Ukraine and Taiwan. Mr. Biden earlier this month expressed disappointment that Xi Jinping missed the G20 summit. BBC News. The main liberal opposition political movement in Egypt has said it won't nominate a candidate in the presidential election due next year after one of its leaders was sentenced to 6 months in prison. The Free Current Coalition said that Hisham Kassem had been a potential presidential candidate. He was found guilty of slander and verbally assaulting a police officer. His supporters say the charges were politically motivated. The Greek government says it will seek emergency funding from the European Union to tackle flood damage in the fertile Thessaly plain in the centre of the country. A government spokesman said the Prime Minister, Kyriakos Mitsotakis, will soon discuss the matter with the EU chief, Ursula von der Leyen. 15 people have died and at least 2 are missing since Storm Daniel hit the country last week. The US actress Drew Barrymore has paused the new season of her TV talk show following a backlash over her decision to resume filming during the ongoing Hollywood strikes. The star issued a tearful on-camera apology over her plans to return with a new series of The Drew Barrymore Show on Monday, despite the continuing Writers Guild of America strike, which began in May.
I deeply apologise to writers. I deeply apologise to unions. I don't exactly know what to say because sometimes when things are so tough, it's hard to make decisions from that place. So all I can say is that I wanted to accept responsibility.
Filming for the show had taken place while her 3 unionized writers were on strike. In cycling, the American Sepp Kuss has won the Vuelta a España, the first ever victory in a Grand Tour for a man who's normally a support rider. Champagne corks have been popping all round in his Jumbo-Visma team. BBC News.